You probably remember the reports in the lay press a couple of years ago describing a study that linked dental x-rays during pregnancy to low birth weight infants. Although this finding is still controversial, it has been theorized that this effect could be due to irradiation of the thyroid gland. This has fueled some to renew the suggestion that a lead thyroid collar be used for taking lateral cephalograms. This suggestion would only be valid if the use of a thyroid collar does not affect the diagnostic information gathered from the film. The October 2007 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, Oral Radiology, and Endodontology includes a paper from Germany that gives us more information about this subject. The report is titled, "The Influence of Lead Thyroid Collars on Cephalometric Landmark Identification." To answer the question of whether the presence of the lead thyroid collar affects landmark identification, the authors gathered 100 lateral cephalograms taken without a thyroid collar and then collected 100 more after the protocol at their university changed to include routine use of a thyroid collar. All identifying information was removed from the films, and two observers were asked to identify 15 landmarks on each film. The observers were told that the study was looking at landmark identification errors, but were blinded to the fact that the study was comparing errors in films with collars and those without. The inter-observer landmark errors were used to determine whether the collar had an effect on landmark location. When the authors looked at the results of the study, there was an average increase in the inter-observer landmark error when the thyroid collar was used, from 1.3 to 1.5 millimeters. The source of this error was isolated to three landmarks, one in the hyoid bone and two in the cervical spine. These are areas that are likely to be obscured by the collar. If these three landmarks were eliminated from the analysis, then there was no difference when the collar was used. The authors suggest that use of lead thyroid collars during cephalometry is a simple and easy way to ensure the lowest possible radiation exposure to your patients. If landmarks in the hyoid bone and cervical vertebrae are not used, there should be no diagnostic impact. However, there has also been increased interest lately in the use of the cervical vertebrae maturation index, or CVM, to assess the skeletal maturation of our patients. Certainly, if a thyroid collar is used, using the CVM is not possible. So the real question is whether the CVM index gives enough information to warrant the additional thyroid exposure. I don't know the answer to that question, but it is something you should at least think about. More information about the use of thyroid collars for cephalometry can be found in the October 2007 Triple O. By the way, the thyroid collar should not be used when taking a PA ceph, since the collar obscures much of the mandible in that projection.